Hey, before I start this, I'm going to ask you to hit the like button, comment below, and if you feel so inclined, share this with your friends, as what I'm about to discuss is probably more important than anything else I've really ever covered in relation to this channel, this show, and this movement. Now, I know that many of you were expecting this show to come back here to YouTube today, and the suspension from the channel has been removed so we can stream again, but the strike is still on for another month, so in constantly being attacked by YouTube for not actual guideline violations, with the constant creation, rather, of new guidelines and rules, I've actually asked YouTube to clarify their attorney's recent comments, and we'll give them one more week to respond. In the interim, you can still watch the show live every day on Rumble, or the full extended show on MugClub. It's like another 45 minutes to an hour every day. But today I've decided to do something different here that I've never done before, and that's to issue a mission statement, I guess, a little Jerry Maguire-esque. I want to explain to you really why this show is what it is, why it matters so much to me to create this show for you, why we provide the references, the sourcing that we do, why we walk the kind of tightrope that we do, why there are so few sponsors on this show, and important for me, why Louder with Crowder is the only daily show that I will ever create in my life. And just to be clear, this video is going to be just as much about you as it is me and my team, how grateful I am for you and how many there are out there just like you, and how we can fight like hell for you. And more importantly, hopefully before this is over, how I can help you do it for yourself. So this is one video to make clear without any confusion as to what I, we, and you, our supporters, are all about here at Louder with Crowder. So to address YouTube on the outset, okay, my goal is not to get banned from YouTube. It's never been to be banned from YouTube. It's merely to understand the rules of YouTube here so that we know how to abide by them and we can plan the content accordingly, content that maybe we know would be in violation of YouTube's ever-changing guidelines, policies, advertiser-friendly, borderline, insert, your guess is as good as mine here, so that we can put that content exclusively on MugClub in order for you, the viewer, to get the best of both worlds. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't want to see, why are conservatives still on YouTube? Why don't you create your own? And then some people say, well, you need to reach the unreached, and that's true. The way for us to do both is to understand the rules of the sandbox on YouTube, which are never clear, and to create a space where all of us can be together regardless of those. Now, what do I mean by the best of both worlds? That brings me to content. What is it that we strive to do here with our content? I can tell you right off the bat. Let me give you the how, and then I'll circle back to the why. One is to be the most transparent show that there is. So to provide all references, all sources, to consistently be accurate and to consistently be correct so that we can focus on comedy and entertainment. This is a comedy show. We aim to be an anti-bully, to punch up against the hard left media establishment, and to give everyone else, like you, a fighting chance. If there's an all-powerful group out there that you're not allowed to discuss, we will insult it. If there's something that's been swept under the rug, we'll lift it. If a subject is cloaked in darkness, we shine a light on it. If there's a sacred cow, we burn it. And we aim to do that, of course, while being sensitive to everyone's differences, proclivities, and disabilities. You'll notice I've even hired an interpreter for the hearing impaired. Another goal is to always end the show providing you with some kind of a solution. This is something that is frustrating and is not a part of the design of a lot of content out there. It's really easy to be a John Oliver or a Seth Meyers and just bitch without putting any skin in the game as to how to fix it. And I'm not just talking policy or politics, though sometimes in the case of having a legislator or a senator or a congressman on the show, that'll be a component of it. More so offering solutions. Every single show is a component of what we do as to how and what you can do in your private life. Now, to be clear, this is heresy in the media. Little history. Do you know the reason that this show exists is because every single major cable news player told me it would never work? That you, the viewer, the supporter, you don't exist. They told me that making a right-leaning show that would have wouldn't work. I'd have to cut out all the comedy, boil it down to red meat catchphrases, bumper sticker slogans, and to target specifically a 65 and older demographic. Do you know the reason that Change My Mind exists? Is because that segment was turned down by every major producer I'd ever approached, and even more, in book form, was declined by every major conservative publisher that I'd spoken with. Again, I was told that you, the market for it, as they know, the viewer, didn't exist. You don't exist. And so I had to step out in faith and believe that those in power, and this is just as much on the right of the media industry as the left, I had to step out in faith, believe that those in power were wrong, believe that the millions of you who now tune in actually did exist. I had to step out in faith and find you. And I can't tell, I'm so glad that I did. Had it never been done, and they said it couldn't be done, that you didn't exist, I will say it's been one of my life's greatest joys to have proven that they were wrong, that there are more of us out there, that there are more of you out there, and that we're stronger together, especially when we fight like hell. And here at Louder with Crowder, as far as the content, this is something I want to sort of, you know, give you a little bit of inside baseball. I've always had three criteria which a story, a segment, or a show has to meet. So this has always been the case behind the scenes, but you may not know it as the audience, and I want you to understand it. The three criteria is that any content on this show must be A, informative, B, entertaining, or C, enlightening. At least two of those three, ideally all three. What do I mean by that? Okay, informative. This means the content, our content, must be informing you, must be providing you with new, accurate information that you don't already have. So examples would be when we break news, when we do hidden camera segments, or things like Change My Mind. Things that nobody else has, so we are bringing new information to the table. That's informing you. Entertaining seems pretty self-explanatory. This is an entertainment show. Look, I'm a comedian. Dave is a comedian. The content must always, it's got to always be entertaining or we're not doing our job, period. Okay? Then enlightening. This one's a little, I hate to use the word nuance, but what this means is if we're going to cover information that you already know, in other words, something that is unoriginal but is still important to you, breaking news, for example, then we better shine a new light on it. We better bring some new information or insight to the table. An example of this would be election night. Look, okay, everyone and their dog was covering election night. We were not creating any new information, but more of you tuned into this program on election night than any other single show in all of cable news or standard news, because we provided, hopefully, enlightening information. For example, when everyone else called Arizona, we said, there's some info coming out of there that maybe they're not telling you that we're concerned about. When local Detroit affiliates were calling Wayne County for Trump, we were talking about that live, broadcasting it nationally, which is also why it was so surprising when it was later declared nationally for Biden. That was a night where every show started with the same raw material. And our goal was to provide you with something different, something enlightening. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you for choosing to vote for us with your viewership, which brings me to an important point. Look, we don't want this to be your only show. That's never a good thing. You should vary your sources, your information. But we do want to be your most familiar. I want to be the one you feel most comfortable with and watch the most consistently, regardless of the news cycle. And today's news cycle, that's a whole other problem. It's a game we don't play. That's a huge part of this mission statement. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, I've worked in cable news in the past for years, over half a decade. And before this generation, to give you context out there, every single one of your parents, grandparents, great-grand, whatever it is, they only had about a half hour of news a day. Two times a day, maybe three times a day. There was not a 24-hour news cycle. So now, regardless of whether there is news to cover, if there isn't enough to fill a 24-hour cycle, cable outlets, they have to kick in the outrage machine on both sides. They need to create something to cover. Now, this show, in contrast, being once a day and an entertainment show, we don't have to do that, and we never will. On slow news days, those are the days that sometimes we take our biggest creative swings and big creative misses, because we don't have to fill the show with useless crap, and I'd rather you leave informed, happy, and entertained rather than fooled and depressed. And on the flip side, look, when the world is going to hell in a handbasket and there's too much news to even cover, and that does happen, we want to cover what matters most more accurately than anyone else, as the only show that hopefully doesn't want to make you blow your head off. So here's an analogy for you. Okay. If you exercise properly, anyone out there exercises or trains for a sport, more specifically training, but we'll use the term interchangeably. If you train properly, you should leave the gym refreshed, not exhausted. Now, sure, there are, of course, exceptions. There will be heavy days. There will be days where you have to push it. But especially for those on Mug Club who get the extended show where we spend more time, you know, chatting with you and interacting with you, I want you to leave feeling better, happier, more purpose-filled for having tuned in, not depleted and hopeless. And that brings me to something else that I really haven't discussed here, and I usually don't like discussing, but is important. And that's sponsors. So you may have noticed that I run very few sponsorship spots on this show compared to others. On average, from the numbers, we run about 1/10 the sponsorship placement. People in the industry are often stunned. And it is true, I'd be a far richer man if I did what all other shows do. And to be clear, this is in no way a condemnation of any other program. All other shows do this one way. We choose to do it differently. Doesn't mean one of us is right. It means that we have different goals. I can promise you that we will never run more than one sponsorship, one advertisement per show, and that spot will always be as entertaining as we can make it, as opposed to, say, 16 minutes of every hour when this was back on AM radio and 3 hours once a week. Why is that? Because, in my opinion, if half or a quarter or a third of any given show is advertising, that means what? That means you are the commodity. The advertiser is not being sold to you. You are being sold to them. And because the mission of this show is not to serve advertisers, it is always to serve you. I'll also only ever work with advertisers who I believe truly do that. And if they don't, I will drop them like a bad habit. You have my word. I have and I will. And ironically, this brings me to another point of this show, and that is, when talking about sponsorships, to help genuinely good businesses out there who deserve it. Because in this era of boycotting and boycotting, I get it. I get that it's important to know where your dollar is going, and I agree. I only want to partner with companies who are either A, serving you something valuable, something that I think you guys might like, need, or use, or B, are aligned with, or at the very least, never in opposition to our values, to your values. And I do. I promise that's what we'll always do. I want this place to be a microcosm, not to affect change in some nebulous sort of this arbitrary way, but in a real, tangible fashion, including in a financial way. And look, I'm a pretty self-deprecating guy. It's how I was raised. It's part of who I am. And so this is the only time you'll hear me do it on the show. I've never come out and championed the numbers or the popularity of this show, in part because I'm grateful, and I understand that you could all change your mind tomorrow, and in part because I just want the content to speak for itself. But it is relevant here when discussing supporting businesses and how many of you are out there so that you don't feel alone. So I'll do it once. A lot of shows out there claim to be, you know, the most popular X or the biggest conservative, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. It's like roller coasters. Everyone claims that theirs is the biggest, the fastest, the best. And then you find out, well, that's really only for wooden roller coasters, and that's for inverted. Okay. As far as advertising goes, the demographic that really matters is 18 to 49-year-olds, 18 to 50-something-year-olds, depending on who you ask. And that is you, the viewer of this show. In this industry, I want you to know, this is the reason that I discuss these numbers here today. You listening, watching at home, maybe on your TV, maybe in your truck, it better be on audio, you hold the cards. This show is number one, not only in the right-leaning as far as the demographic of you, but even in comparison to every single network comedy show in the demographic, you, period. It's not even close. There are more of you, viewers and listeners, in this demo who tune into this than any other show of this kind that exists. There isn't even a distant second, period. Now, we have been blessed with that, blessed with what I consider incredible influence and opportunity by the good graces of you. And as much as we do some really silly stuff, granted, I don't take that part lightly. And finally, and this is, I would say personally, possibly the most important, because of how much you mean to me, person watching, listening to this show, this will be the only daily show that I do for the rest of my life. You have my word on that. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, half of the other hosts out there, very, very talented, unbelievable. Many of them are my good friends. They'll host on average like 2.5 shows a day, maybe 2 or 3 hours on radio, then 44 minutes on television, sometimes a separate podcast. There are even hosts who do like 3 simultaneous podcasts on a given day or in a week. And to me, it just ends up being the same show. It just ends up being a diluted version of the same show. And I know how this business works. I've been offered other shows. Full disclosure. I also know that I cannot pour everything that I have, everything about me that matters, into 2 or 3 different shows. But I can make one show the best show it can possibly be for you. Now, maybe other people, and granted, this is probably the case. Maybe they're not like this. Maybe it's my ADHD brain, whatever it is. But again, my goal is to serve you, and I've always felt that I owe it to you to create the best show humanly possible, especially because so many of you have voted with your dollar to join Mug Club and really keep this show afloat. Not funded by a foreign caliphate, not making money on YouTube ads. It is entirely because of you. Like PBS says, viewers like you, and then they get federal grants. No, this is entirely kept afloat. Even those who watch the free show is entirely kept alive by the people who join Mug Club. That's it. And a few sponsors here and there. So it's also, I want to be clear, that's why Mug Club is not just an extended segment, but it's almost an entire, it actually is. It's an entire extra show with games, multimedia, we do some chats, but really some of the most valuable content that could never be broadcast on YouTube. It's not, thanks for the Patreon, ding. Why? Because I've promised you the best show that I can create, and I know I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror and say that I've done that if I spread myself across 3 different networks, 3 different shows. I can't do it. This show will always be my show with 100% of my focus on you. I will throw myself with all the velocity I can generate into this singular program every day until I'm so spent that I retire and pass the torch, hopefully to someone else. And anything that interferes with or compromises that will be excluded, because you need to be a priority. You, I want to see you alongside me fighting like hell. I want to see you coming up with solutions. I want to see you helping other people and pass your torch. This is my promise. That's our mission statement. And that is how we, with you, all fight like hell. All right, well, I just shot the Spartan plate with this Walther Patriot. Is actually, it's a limited edition firearm. And, you know, sometimes you sort of think, okay, when it's something that's nicer, that's a little more showy, which is atypical for me, you think, okay, it'll shoot good enough. Surprisingly pleasant to shoot and really ergonomic, because, you know, I'm used to the Walther PPQ-5, the polymer. I have one of those, but this is all steel, so it changes the dynamics a little bit. It's really nice. So let's take a few more shots. Just for YouTube, swap me out for like a woman in a bikini. That does well. I get a feel for it. Again, everything, there's always something a little new. Could be worse. Could be better. Could be worse.
You had some bill action. There were like three in a row.
Well, come on. It's really close, but it's not bad.